Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
What cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming up on Thursday, February 23rd. It'll be broadcast live from the Embassy Suites on South Meridian in Oklahoma City. You'll be able to see it on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. It'll start 8 a.m. Central Time on Thursday, February 23rd. 33,600 head, including 11,300 yearling steers, 5,300 yearling heifers, 15,000 weaned calves, and about 1,100 calves on cows. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell, or to preview the video on a specific lot, you can go to the Superior Video Livestock Auction website. That's SuperiorLivestock.com. As always, you can call Superior at 1-800-422-2117. Happening live from Embassy Suites on South Meridian in Oklahoma City, it's the Superior Video Livestock Auction on February 23rd. Remember, neighbor, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Cattle futures finished the day and week quite strong here. We were $1.47 higher in the February at 118 even. April's were $1.52 higher, 114.77. The feature today seemed to be the 120 cash trade out in the Texas Panhandle that kept the market on the rally here and kept the strength throughout the day. Feeder cattle tagged along, but not quite as much, up 15 in March at 123.97. April's were up 42 at 124.17. Those March or spring versus August, spring versus summer, feeder cattle spreads did come back down. They ended up in March-August was negative 52 cents. It's been very volatile over the last couple of weeks here with the spring and August or spring and summer months, trading quite a bit of volatility. Box beef here at midday was $1.15 higher on choice at 190.37. Select $1.15 higher at 189.31. The choice select spread was $1.06. And the feeder cattle index is currently at 128.02, so it's about $4 above the March feeders. And then again, the cash trade at 120 is about $2 above where the live cattle futures are trading. Lean hogs, quite a bit higher today. We were up about 95 in April. Trading sideways for the last week or so, but been on a pretty good rally since the end of September. They've rallied about 14 or 15 cents off the low.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain futures slid for their second day in a row to close lower, 5.5 cents or so lower in the corn. The beans were the weakest one again today with March down 11.25 cents at 10.32.5. Hedge funds were sellers across the board, corn, beans, and wheat today. Wheat in Kansas City was down about 1.5. It was the strongest of the grains. Chicago wheat was 4.5 to 6.75 lower in March. July Kansas City is 481, down 1.75. It got up to about 98 yesterday, so we're about 17 cents off the high. And again, the hedge funds were big sellers today. That's the second day in a row that they've been selling. The yesterday's reversal trade where it made new highs and then closed lower has brought some additional selling here. And then it's second-guessed the long and bull camp on whether or not people want to be long, and if they are long, whether they want to add to it. It looks like right now that's been put on hold for the time being. Hedge funds are still short wheat. They're short about 77,000 contracts. Corn long 30,000. And then beans extremely long, about 152,000. And then also today, the cotton futures fell on hard times here for the first time in a while. Cotton was down about $1 to $1.50. Last trade on December cotton was down 79 cents at 73.54. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.